brought in for our Harvest Festival. And thank you so much to all the parents and friends that joined us this morning and your kind gifts. At the end of assembly, these gifts are put together and our Year 6 children deliver them to people on the New Pasture Lane estate who have been identified to us who might like to receive a gift. If you do know of anybody else, an elderly neighbour who you think might like to receive a gift, if you just leave their name at the office, then the children will deliver this afternoon. Any food that's left over, we give to the Priory to distribute in that area as well. Now, I know lots of children have been working really hard with their thoughts for harvest, and our harvest theme this morning is Harvest of the Sea. We chose this because after half term, our writing week, and it probably end up being a fortnight, is about the beach, and all the children will get two, possibly three visits to the beach during that fortnight. And so our harvest theme is Harvest of the Sea. We're going to start by singing Lord of the Harvest.
Thank you.
part of a Harbour newsletter they're putting together for the Harbour Commissioner. And I know, where's Ian Farg? I know you've been putting together some shocking shellfish facts for us. Just let years one and two finish sitting down and then. We've been visited by a very special visitor. I'll hand over to you, Year 5, then. Off you go.
Here are some shocking shellfish facts.
There's over 6,709 species of crabs.
Lobsters can live out of water for a couple of days.
It takes lobsters an average of 5 to 7 years to grow.
Lobsters have a crusher claw and a pincer claw, and one is bigger than the other.
Crabs and lobsters can only open their mouth 3 centimetres.
All lobsters have green blood with a blue skin.
Did you know lobsters can be all different colours?
A lobster in their claws is called a pistil.
Lobsters can live be 100 years old.
Lobsters are invertebrates that are skeletons out of the outside.
What do you call? Did you know that a lobster has no noses?
How do they smell?
Terrible.
How do shellfish get to the hospital?
In a cannula.
Why did the crab get sent to prison?
I don't know, why did they put the prison?
Because he was pinching things.
How did the lobster get a train?
I don't know how the lobster get a train.
In Crimscore Station, hey, hey, hey!
Now, we've been joined this morning by F1. I am really pleased to see this morning, Mrs. Hill. And I know you've been practicing really hard. And I appreciate some of the parents for F1 are just sat at the back, so if you do want to stand up so that you can see the children.
Thank you.
ready to listen. I'm going to invite Reverend Matthew, who joins us quite a lot in assemblies, and he's going to talk to us about our harvest.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Reverend Matthew.
Now, I wonder how many things you can think of that grow out of seeds. Who can think of something, yes?
Carrots.
Okay, carrots, the first one. What else have we got, yes?
Potatoes.
Anything else? Potatoes, yeah, I've already had that. Can you do anything else about potatoes, yeah?
Pumpkins.
What about something else, yes? Tomatoes. You say tomato, I say tomato. Yeah, that's right. We've got tomatoes, pumpkins, carrots, potatoes, yes? Melons. Oh, have you had carrots already? Have you had carrots? Yes? Strawberries, yes?
Tomato?
We've had tomato, haven't we? Yeah? Think of something else? Blue, well, I suppose the blueberries grow in trees, but where does the blueberry bush or tree come from? Blueberry bush? It comes from a seed. All these things grow from seeds. Get a tiny seed, it goes in the ground. And I wonder, what do seeds need to grow? Who knows? Yes?
Water.
Water is one thing to grow. What else do they need? Yes? Sun. And I suppose they need the soil to be in, don't they? I suppose they need the soil to put them in. And once we put them in the soil, they need sun and they need the rainwater in order to grow. And if we put a seed in the ground, somehow, after we've done that, and the sun has shone and the rain's come down, one of those things will grow. Carrots, potatoes, melons, pumpkins, all those things that we just answered. We could have gone on and on and on. But you know what's really amazing is, why does that work? Why does that work, that the sun and the rain on a seed suddenly make something enormous out of that? It's a mystery that that's the way it is. And at Harvest Festival, we just stop and think, isn't that amazing? That we've got food. Food like this. Food like that melon. Yeah. Food like those sprouts. Food like those carrots. All things that are then packaged up into tins and packages. And all those things are given to us. And all those things are nice to eat and they taste good. And it all works out of a tiny seed. And we say, wow, that's just amazing. And when Christians say, wow, that's amazing, they say, it must be God that's doing that. So harvest is a time when Christians remember the way that our food is given to us and is created, and say thank you to God. Thank you, God, for making a world where something so tiny, like a seed, can give us all these things that we can eat and that we can enjoy eating, to make us strong and make us healthy, and to give us pleasure eating all those lovely things that we enjoy. So at Harvest, Christians say thank you. So one of the reasons I've come here today from Priory Church is to help us say thank you. We want to say thank you to God for the harvest that we're celebrating today. We can say thank you by saying prayers. I'm going to say a prayer shortly to God and say thank you for the harvest. We can say thank you by singing the sort of songs we've been singing. Those wonderful songs that we've had from years 1, 2 and 5 and the foundation stage so far. Lovely harvest songs to express in our hearts how we're thankful to God. And we also say thank you by sharing that we appreciate how fortunate we are to have things, and we share them with people who are less fortunate than we are. And that's why your harvest offerings that your grown-ups have been so kind to let you bring to school, those can be shared with people either in the estate here. I know that year 6 is going to turn them out this afternoon. Either with people in the estate who don't have as many things as other people have, and if there are things left over, I shall take them and distribute them through Priory Church and through the Hinge Project in the Havenfield Estate for people who don't have anything and who go to the Hinge Project to have food and food parcels. And by sharing it, it's a way that we say thank you to God, because we appreciate we are lucky to have things that grow out of seeds, and we want other people to have the good fortune that we have and to make it fair for everybody. Because one of the ways we can say thank you to God is to try to make the world the way God wants it to be, a fair place where people have everything. So I'm going to say a prayer saying thank you for the harvest, and then we're going to bless these offerings that your grown-ups have let you bring to school today. So first of all, just sit very still and just listen to the prayer and see whether you want to say amen at the end of it. Dear God, thank you for making the world such an amazing place. Thank you for giving us food that grows out of tiny, tiny seeds. Food that is tasty and enjoyable to eat, and enough food for everybody to have enough. Help us to remember people who don't have a fair share, and help us to give food and to give other things we have to make the world a fairer place. Amen. And now we're going to bless this harvest offering. Bless, O God, these harvest gifts, that those who receive them may have a fair share of the good things you give, and that those who have given them may be blessed by giving. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Matthew. We've still got three classes who are going to perform for us, and we're going to start with year three. Hand over to year three for their harvest poem that I think they've written themselves.
This is a poem that year three's made up. They did a word bank of key words to do with the fish and the sea, and we tweaked it together, and this is the poem that they've created and are going to perform.
Take it from me. Upon the shore they work all day, out in
fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they're in their bowl. The fish in the bowl is lucky, they're in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss gets hungry, guess who's going on their plate? Uh-oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beats us, try us and eats us in the sea. We want the lamb which loves to cook, under the sea we're off the hook. We love the troubles, life is the bubbles, under the sea, under the sea, under the sea, under the sea. Since I can see here, we got the geese and natural needs.